Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Welcome back to Classic Business here on Fine Music Radio. PPC, the 132-year-old backbone of South Africa's construction economy, has just delivered one of its strongest interim performances in over a decade. Top line grew very well. Cash generation is resilient. EBITDA surged more than 20%. Margins expanding sharply and ROIC more than doubling. But it wasn't all smooth cement. FX hedging losses linked to the massive RK3 project pulled earnings back. Zimbabwe delivered big volumes but softer margins, and working capital is feeling the strain of pre-funding for the Western Cape expansion. To unpack the numbers and the road ahead for the business that touches every corner of the South African economy, I'm joined now by PPC CEO Matthias Cartarelli. Matthias, congratulations. Another very strong set of numbers. The turnaround you call Awaken the Giant is clearly gaining momentum. Your 12-month ROIC is now 13.4%, more than double where it was a year ago. I mean, that's a really dramatic improvement, especially for a capital-intensive business. What were the two or three most powerful drivers of that ROIC step change, and is that trajectory sustainable beyond FY26?
Well, first of all, hello, Michael, and nice to talk to you again, and thank you for the introduction. Yes, as you mentioned, they are very encouraging numbers. I think it's a kind of confirmation to the team that we are in the right direction. As you mentioned, we started the turnaround process around 18 months ago. We call it Awaken the Giant because we thought at the time that PPC has been a sleeping giant for a very long time, and that we were confident at the time that we were able to turn that around. What is bringing results? Allow me to remind you that our turnaround process is based on four pillars, we call it. One was about cost, because we understood at the time that cost was poorly managed in the past. The second one, we call it less is more, understanding that we needed to simplify and standardize the organization. The third one, obviously, as an industrial company, was focused on our operations, meaning our operations and our industrial performance, plus our supply chains. Logistics is a very important cost line for us. And the last one was focused on commercial. What has been pushing the results has been mainly our focus on cost. We have been able to reduce our cost per ton 5%. We have been able to manage all our fixed costs and variable costs below inflation. The reason of that clearly is because we are running more efficiently our operations. Plus, we have renegotiated some very important supply contracts like coal and paper bags. But something that I believe is important to mention is that we said since day one that we were not going to look for market share at all cost. We were only going to look for accretive sales, meaning understanding with contribution margin each bag of cement that we sell was bringing to the organization. We have put a lot of focus on that. We are seeing our margin. That is why you see a very significant improvement in our EBITDA margin. Actually, I have to say that the 18.3 in terms of the group is remarkable, but I think the 17% in South Africa is not worthy to mention. So we are focusing on who we sell cement, to whom we sell cement, from which plant we sell cement. Again, logistics is very important for us. We have been able to reduce in terms of logistic outbound, meaning the logistic that we use to sell our cement, the channel. We were able to reduce it 13% in per ton per kilometer. That adds on top of another 14% reduction that we got it in FY25. So trying to sum it up, for sure, we are running our logistics much better. We are running our operations much better, much efficiently. We have improved 3 percentage points our OEE kilns, which is a metric that we use in cement that to show how you run your clinker production. We have centralized procurement, and that is why we were able to renegotiate important contracts. And above all, there is an organizational culture change that also was possible because we brought talent to the organization. We brought more than 20 managers from the South African market to be invited to join us. And I think that that is paying off big time.
And I mean, a lot to unpack in that. Let's maybe start with the costs and, you know, looking at that South African operation, I think delivering arguably their best half in years with the margin up nearly 400 basis points, EBITDA up 30%, a 1.8% decline in your SA cost of sales, I think in today's inflationary environment is quite extraordinary. Can you average that performance across a full year, or does some seasonality compress again into the second half?
Oh, excellent question. Thank you very much. In terms of the EBITDA margin, there is, I would say, some seasonality because there's still a shutdown of one of our integrated plants that is going to come in January. But we don't see a big difference in how we are going to close the FY26. Probably is going to be around the 16% EBITDA margin. That is what we are looking at for South African cement, which of course is remarkable as well. So no, not big impact in terms of seasonality. Yes, of course, a shutdown is coming in January, and that what will slightly impact our margins.
Let's talk to some of the FX losses and that RK3 hedging program, because that is why, if you look at it, the market seems to have marked you down a little bit on this. 111 million, million rand loss on the FECs for RK3, of which 74 million is unrealized, but you essentially de-risked RK3 from Rand volatility. All right. But in this half, the mark-to-market obviously moved heavily against you because we've seen a strong Rand. Were you comfortable with the timing of locking in that hedge? And would you consider smoothing the P&L impact, for example, by using laid hedging rather than a large single tranche or tranches?
Michael, we would have done it again, of course. I mean, when you have a project like the RK3, which is the new cement plant, not the new integrated plant in the Western Cape, which is a big project for PPC and a game changer for South African cement, we prefer to avoid certain risk. We were 100% sure that we were able to run the project on time and on the budget, what we are doing, which I think is the most important thing. And we were able to secure a very good cost for us to build that plant. So the only thing that was pending was the currency risk. And the reality is that we avoid to take any risk on that. Yes, temporarily, in terms of timing, you can see some losses there, but we are completely confident that was the right thing to do. We will see how materialize, but even still, if we have some losses from that financial aspect of the business, we still believe that we did the right thing.
Because earnings per share came in at 25 cents, and even though you highlighted the 29 cent clean numbers after reversing those unrealized FX losses, investors did appear to react maybe to that headline print. Do you think there's a case to present a clearer adjusted earnings bridge, similar to what offshore industrials do, to help investors separate operational performance from those large non-cash FX movements in future?
Yeah, of course. I think it's a very good idea. Actually, we're starting the roadshow now. I mean, tomorrow, the proper roadshow, we are going to engage with a lot of shareholders and investors. And definitely, we are going to consider that. I still believe that the adjusted earnings show what the business is bringing, how the business is delivering. And I'm sure that these investors are mainly going to pay attention to that.
What are you seeing when it comes to pricing versus the volume dynamics in the South African market? Because top line, you managed to grow 2.4% while volumes were up 2%. It seems to apply very modest pricing and also very competitive dynamics, preventing the sector from being able to pass inflation fully through to customers. What are you seeing in terms of demand on the ground? As you know, we keep on hearing about this much vaunted infrastructure program in South Africa. And fortunately, we have seen some IPP projects on the renewable energy side come to market recently, but demand still seems to be quite soft locally.
Well, we have seen some pockets of growth, especially in the Western Cape, Mpumalanga, and Limpopo. So we are cautiously optimistic that finally things are starting to move. We are seeing some public sector jobs, especially in the infrastructure roads segment. And we are also seeing some private investors starting to invest in residential. Not still to the magnitude that we would like to see, but we believe that something is starting to happen. In terms of price, I think it's very important to differentiate the different segments. The real pressure on price is in the low-strength cement product, which is the 32.5 strength, mainly in the inland region, what we call Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Gauteng, and Northwest. There is where you really see a red ocean with low margins happening there and a lot of pressure on terms of price. The good thing for us, for PPC, is that that market particularly is not an important one for us. Our presence is in that market is quite low, so the impact for us in that market price pressure is quite low. But yes, you're right. I mean, it's difficult, still is difficult to try to put a price increase that it is aligned with inflation. We try to be disciplined in terms of price, and we try to get margins not directly from price, probably again, from choosing the right customers or the right channel, from choosing which products we sell, and to use the right logistic channels to decrease cost and to improve our margins.
Looking at Zimbabwe, you saw strong volume growth, but some margin compression over there. You now hold 253 million rand cash in Zimbabwe, 96% of that in hard currency. Are you comfortable with repatriation risk, especially ahead of that February milestone on the Arlington land sale?
Oh, we're 100% confident because actually we have never had problems to repatriate. So actually recently we received a dividends in US dollars from our SIN operation. Probably you have read that in the first half of this year, we achieved a record dividend of 20 million US dollars from our SIN operation. So we are very confident on that, and we don't see problems coming from repatriation funds from Zimbabwe. What is important also to highlight is that the market there, yes, is growing. The economy, yes, is growing there. The temporary impact you have seen in margin is because we planned a long shutdown for our clinker production plant there because we needed to improve it in terms of being more efficiency and in terms of being able to produce more clinker. That long shutdown was at the same time when the market started to peak. So we needed to import clinker for South Africa, impacting temporarily our margins there. Now we are operating at the margins that we expect, and EBITDA is consistently growing there. So particularly from Zimbabwe, very good news coming. And to come, no? I mean, we are expecting a very, very strong end of the year there.
When we look at your big project, that RK3 in the Western Cape, it is the biggest project that PPC has undertaken in years. You've now secured your letter of credit facility, I think at 66 million US dollars, the trade loan and the 1 billion rand amortizing facility. What do you see as the single greatest execution risk between now and commissioning? And then at a steady state, what kind of EBITDA uplift do you expect RK3 to add to South Africa Cement?
Well, we expect, you know, big improvements in terms of EBITDA margins. We look at the variable cost reduction of around 30%, besides a big reduction in terms of our CO2 emissions there. We see another 30% reduction in fixed costs. We are going to run only one plant there instead of two plants running there. But that step change is going to happen in FY28. So it's a little bit early to share completely our expectations with the market. In terms of execution risk, I need to be honest with you, I don't see any material risk, at least that we are seeing now. The project is on time. The engineering is progressing well. The manufacturing of the key equipment as well. So we are expecting to run that clinker kiln in the first quarter of the calendar year 2027 as planned. So far, no big concern coming from the project.
Really good news. Thank you very much, PPC CEO Matthias Cardarelli, for giving us a window into a company that looks finally like it's rediscovering its competitive edge, stronger margins, disciplined capital allocation, and a balance sheet back in net cash territory. Real groundwork laid for that RK3 plant that could reshape PPC's cost base for a generation. You're listening to Classic Business.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.